I can't believe anybody noticed that I was gone, honestly. But I have to make a decision coming up about my life and how it's gonna go for the next little bit, and I'm a little scared that I'm gonna choose wrong, no matter what I do. Like, doesn't seem like there's a good choice. On the one hand, I can abandon some of the really great, like, I have the first friends now that I've ever had that I felt like were really true friends. You know what I mean? Not just glamorous people that you hang out with and share jokes with and, like, loan movies to, but, like, people you can count on. And they're not really that glamorous, but, I don't. My job is awful and it's killing me. Like, if that's kind of a little bit of an exaggeration, but I kind of feel like that a lot of the time and I really need to get out of here. But it would mean moving and I don't really have the money for that. And in the process of trying to obtain the money for that, I would probably have to kind of end up losing my friends. And I don't really know what to do. I would have to start completely over, and it's really scary. So, I've been avoiding making a decision about that and avoiding people who were trying to talk to me, like that I met from FSA, and avoiding FSA and avoiding like my friends. Like, I don't know, like I met up with some people who wanted to start a fifth ed campaign on Monday. They seemed like pretty cool people. They had an adorable kid with them. Their campaign is kind of a little bit like Firefly. Like, there's a bunch of people that are kind of mercenaries and stuff in the future of, like, it's kind of like Faerun and kind of not. It's kind of like Faerun crossed with Shadowrun, actually. So that's pretty cool. But I don't know. I'm never afraid of change, and I'm afraid of change. So I've been avoiding that and reading this really great Harry Potter fanfic that I found. It's called Amends, or Truth and Reconciliation, by Vera Rosalsky. It's really amazing. Like, you should check it out if you're into, like, dark, complicated world-building Harry Potter fanfics. It's, like, set in the post-war era. And Hermione's life sucks, and like the goblins are super pissed, and like forcing her to work for the ministry to pay off debts to them for fucking up Gringotts because they're super pissed, and a bunch of other stuff. It's really cool, and it kind of examines, like, because, like, the entire wizarding world was pretty much broken, and that's why they ended up having a war. Like, the situation that produced the Death Eaters wasn't really dealt with by killing them off. But anyway, I guess that's kind of an emotional comfort food thing for me, fanfic. Like, I've just been kind of avoiding everything and reading that because I can't deal with it right now. I'm kind of tentatively looking for another job and tentatively thinking about joining Planet Fitness because they're having a really, really great sale right now. And I haven't been a member of a gym in a while. And like before my ex and I broke up, I had the ability to work out in my home, and now I don't because of the way things have changed and I miss it. I'm kind of out of shape right now. But yeah, I'm just kind of at a low ebb and I can't really handle a lot of things, so I've been kind of just fucking around, taking a break from everything. I'm sorry if you missed me. Yeah.